Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Beis Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, siman Kuf Samach, which deals with the halachos of Eze Mayim Ksherim, which water is good to pour Netilas Yadayim on your hands, Veze Psulim Netilim, which water is not good to pour Netilas Yadayim on your hands. A very important siman. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Mayim Shenishtanu Marein, if water has had a change in its appearance, its color has changed. Bein machmas atzman, whether this is due to itself, bein machmas dovor shenofal esochon, whether it's due to something falling into the water, bein machmas mekomim, whether it's due to the place that that water was lying. In any event, if something changes in the appearance of the water, psulim, these waters aren't good for netilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah explains as follows, that their appearance changed. Sivkot and Aleph. V'yalfinun zeh, how do we know that this halach, if the water changes appearance, you can't use it for netilas yadayim? He says, this is learned out, mimayim shel kior. This is from the water that was in the kior in the Beis HaMikdash, that they would wash their hands from. The Kohanim would wash their hands from the kior. Shahayo l'kiddush yadayim b'mikdash, which was for the purpose of washing your hands and feet in the Beis HaMikdash. Tipsulim b'shinim ma'ara, that this was not good if there was a change in appearance of the water. And this is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef and the name of the Ra'ah. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, if the water changed because of itself, kigon, for example, shamad b'chliz man rav, it stayed in a utensil for a very long period of time, lachinas yorok ayidei ha'avir hacham, until because of the atmospheric changes, the hot air, the water turned a greenish-yellow color. So then that water has a change in appearance and it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, v'nei ha'mechaber ha'tigzeh miloshen ha'tur. This is a direct quote from the tour. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, avol b'rambam lo niskar, this din is not brought down in the Rambam, lifsol, that you should spoil the water for usage, elo b'nishtana machmas dover acher. It has to not be by itself, but something else causes it to change its appearance. Only then does the Rambam possel it. But if it changes, quote, by itself, the Rambam seems to indicate it doesn't possel it. V'cheinu chichu achronim. And in fact, the Achronim, Chofetz Chaim brings down an Oz Beis in the Shaar HaTzion, the Taz, the Morgan Avraham, the Gro, the Shagas Aryeh, and others. Hiskimu, all of these Achronim agree, Ladina, with this halach here, the Mutu binishtanu machmas atzmon, that in fact, if it, the water changed appearance through no effect of anything else other than itself, so then in fact the water remains good for Netilas Yadayim. However, Dirshu, footnote number one, brings down the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who says that maybe the Rambam really isn't disagreeing over here with this halacha. When the Rambam says over here, lo nifsal ela b'nishtane machmas dover acher, it doesn't mean that by itself it's not called dover acher. He says even by itself, there's always a reason why a water changes its appearance. It never just spontaneously happens to change appearance. There's always something else there, and therefore he wants to suggest l'maskana, l'aloch l'maisa, that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch all say the same thing. Afilu machmas atzmon psulim. There really is no such thing as a change suddenly by itself. It's because of some other factor that just may not be so easily recognized that the water changes appearance. So he wants to suggest, the Chazon Ish that is, that there really is no difference. They all say, Machmas Atzmon is really Machmas something else, and therefore this Shinoi is a halachically important Shinoi that you can't do Netilas Yadayim on. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it changed appearance, machmas dover shenofal, because something fell into it. For example, kigon, the Mishnah Berurah says, dio, some ink fell into it, ushar mine sammonim utzvarim, or any other type of ingredient or coloring agent that will change its appearance. And even though the actual item itself didn't melt into the water, it didn't dissolve into the water, only because of pouring it through this item did it change its appearance. Nevertheless, even if the appearance was changed because of smoke or any other factor like that, this is considered no good, the waters are no good. The only time it's good, as we pointed out, is if it's totally by itself, which, as we pointed out from the Chazon Ish, never really happens. But if there's another reason for the change, and everybody agrees that the waters, if they've changed appearance, are not good for Netilas Yadayim. However, if there's dirt or some other material like dirt that's mixed in to the water, lo choshev shinui mara, that's not considered a change of appearance. Why not? As we'll learn in Sif Tes, mishum de derech gidol hamayim hu kein lios mura be'ofer b'tit. Because water in oceans and in rivers is always mixed with dirt at the bottom. V'gam dil besof kishiyashu osan darkun lotzol. And if you let it settle, the dirt will all settle to the bottom and you'll have clear water on the top, as we'll learn in Sif Tes. At the end of the issue, footnote number 3, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion, what about soda? something like seltzer. This is definitely good for netila. He says that the bubbles in the seltzer don't change the appearance at all, and they don't change the tam, and therefore it is still good to wash netila sedayim with. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if the appearance would change, machmas would come from the place that they're in, that also makes it possible. Whether it's because they were lying in the ground in some sort of a hole in the ground, a bore in the ground, or whether they were taken out from the ground in some sort of a utensil that you picked it up, or they changed as a result because of the kli. Nevertheless, in all situations that the water changed appearance, it's no good for netilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'dai, you should know the ma'ashin of solon amayim b'shinui ma'ara kodu. That which we said that water, if it changes its appearance at all, is significant enough to make it no good for netilas yadayim. Hudafka kishnota b'chli ayoda. That's only when you're pouring the water from the kli onto your hands. However, in a mikvah, avol b'tova yoda b'abam saw. If you're putting your hands inside a mikvah, ain't opposed to machmas shinui ma'ara kodu. Then, if there's only a slight change in the water, your tefilas yadayim is still good. Ukmo b'tefilas aguf. And this is true as well with even immersing the entire body. They nisal a mikvah machmas shinui ma'ara. That a mikvah doesn't change its halachic status of being a kosher mikvah because there's a slight change in its appearance. The only time it changes, elam kein nafal b'socho guf hatzeva v'nimoch b'socho. If there's some coloring agent, some dye, that totally dissolved inside the mikvah waters. Oh, mashke could go in yayin edom, or you poured into it red wine. In that situation, kiyosi b'zeshar meperos, or any other fruit juices, as that's brought down in Yoridei, as simin reish aleph, in these situations, the mikvah is considered discolored and no good. But just a mild change in color, not from the actual substance of the dye itself, doesn't change the mikvah's kashrus. He brings down further, b'mayan, in a flowing river or stream, ain't apostle Shinimara cloud. Then Shinimara at all doesn't make any difference, as is also learned over there in Yoridei. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that white wine, lo nechshav shenishtana mimara mayim, doesn't change the halachic status of the water, ain't no nechshav afilu shenishtana kodu, and it doesn't even count as a little bit of a change. The issue footnote number 5 brings down for the Chazon Ish, shedin ze lo nizkar berishonim, that if there's substantive item that dissolved in the water, it's a different halacha than if it's just the dye coloring change in the water. He says there's no basis for this. And he concludes that im hatzeven imuach, even if the dye itself dissolved into it, the mikvah is still kosher, because mare, in this situation, lo nikra dover sheyesh bo mamish, because the dissolved item doesn't have the status of being substantive. And it's all considered batel to the water. As opposed to red wine or something like that, which is no longer called water, it's called wine, as opposed to something that's called red water because of the dye in it. So therefore, that, according to the Chazon Ish, is the difference. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Hay explains that all of these scenarios are psulin, the imchazu livriyasin, if it returns for whatever it's done to it, to its normal color, then ksherim, then it is good, brought down the name of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. The issue footnote number 6, however, brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says, af shekechazru livriyasin, if they return to their normal color, nevertheless, they do not return to their kosher status. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, also b'mayim melacha, if you use the water for the netilas yadayim, you did some melacha with that water, or, oh, shishara bohem pita, or you dipped your bread into the water, you had a hard piece of bread, you wanted to soften the bread, whatever the reason that you put your bread into the water, any of things like this, afilu niskavi lishos b'chlizev enof halasheni, even if your intention was to put it into a different utensil, but by accident you put your bread into the utensil that you want to do netilas yadayim with, in all of these scenarios, psulim, the water is now considered water that had work done with it, and water that had work done with it is possible for netilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Vav, if a person uses the water for an intention, for a purpose, nasu kishovkin, it's considered over here like it's wastewater, and it's no good for netilas yadayim. So this water is called shovchin ha'omdim l'shvicha, which are waiting to be poured out and thrown in the garbage, upsulin l'tila, and they're no good for doing netilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Zayin says, if you soaked something in the water, for example, you took your bread and you soaked it in the water. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the choshev ze melacha. This is called using the water for a purpose, for a work. And that's what mayim shofen, and the water becomes wastewater and is no good. The issue for the number 9 brings down for Chazon Ish. You don't have to use all the water. Again, you're dipping a little bit of bread into a little bit of the water. It's considered as if the entire container's worth of water has been used for melacha. And it's considered as if you did work with the entire utensil's worth of water. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Vafilu mishara behen acher she'enu bal hamayim." And even if somebody else used your water, even though they're not the owners of the water, they can ruin it for you. V'chein b'shari melacha. So with any other usage of your water, ain chiluk bein hu asmal yachem. It makes no difference whether the owner of the water did it or another person did it. However, in the Chidusha, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he's mistopic because he's not sure about all of this. Tisha footnote number 10 brings down a raya to this from the Chazon Ish, who brings it to a poskim that say that if an animal drinks from the water, it ruins it. So certainly, if a person were to use the water for malacha, he can ruin it for somebody else. If an animal can ruin it, certainly a person can ruin it. And then he finally brings down, in the name of the Shari Tshuva, how can a person ruin something for somebody else? Normally, we have a rule that you can't ruin something for somebody else. If I worship your cow, that doesn't mean your cow is also for Avodah Zarah. I can't ruin your cow. So how can over here I can ruin your water? So he says this is different over here. And he brings down an explanation with the Kaf HaChayim. It's not comparable because if you put milk into somebody's cholent, so then you did ruin their cholent. You can't say, well, it's his cholent, how can I ruin his cholent? Of course you can ruin his cholent. You mix the milk into his meat. As opposed to in a situation where you're worshipping your friend's animal, you don't have the right to worship his friend's animal. There's nothing intrinsically changed about the animal, and therefore you don't have the ability to go and ruin or destroy somebody else's property. Tisha footnote number 7 brings down, is it called malacha when you have ice and it melts into a liquid state of water? So he brings down various poskim that this would still be kosher to do netilas yadayim. It's a similar idea of panim chadashos bolakan. It's a new entity. So even if work had been done with the ice, so when it melts into water, it's considered a new entity and you'd be allowed to use that water for netilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Ches says, even if you intended to put the bread, let's say, into one utensil, and then you put it into the utensil that you can do netilas yadayim, it still ruins that water. Kivan, the alkoponim, niskabin, lishos pito b'mayim, since you did have intention to put your bread into water, and you did put it into that container of water. Aval, however, in lo niskabin klal lishroso, you had no intention of putting your bread into the water. And as you're taking your bread to put it down by your plate, you drop it into the netilas yadayim cup. The nafal me'asav b'mayim, and it falls into the water. Kisherim, then it is good. To lo shavinu kishofkin, because you didn't make it into wastewater. And likewise, v'huadin, im nofal kli b'mayim, v'hudach shalom miskabin. If some sort of utensil fell into the water that you're going to wash the tilas yadayim. So you had a cup there and it fell into it. And even though it cleaned off the cup by putting it into the water, that wasn't your intention, and therefore it's still good to use that water for the tilas yadayim. Likewise, im nofal begid l'socha mayim, if you had some sort of a garment that fell into the water, v'otzi mishom, you took the garment out from there, so even though the garment is now cleaner because it went through the water, lo nifsul amayim, that water is still good for netilas yadayim. Why? Kivin shalom niskabin, you didn't intend to wash your shirt in there, it just happened to fall in there. Ukamo b'pas, this is the same thing as the pas, if you didn't intend to put the bread into the water, if it happened to have fallen in, it doesn't ruin it. However, al amayim shemitza me'a beged, if you then squeeze that water from that beged and put it into a cup and say, I'll now wash netilas yadayim with that, then that is no good, that is psulim. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim tzinen yayin b'mayim. You had, let's say, some wine, and you wanted to cool it off. So you place the bottle of wine into water in order to cool it off. So then you're using the water to cool off the wine. Im tzinen yayin b'mayim, psulim. It is no good. That water is no longer good for netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tess explains, D'choshim melacha. This is considered work. Shayidei hamayim nitztanenu. Because of this water, the wine got cooled off. So the water cooled off the wine. The issue footnote number 14 brings down the same exact din would apply if you wanted to heat something up and you wanted to heat up your wine, let's say, or some other thing, and you put it in the bottle of wine into hot water, the same din would apply. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Bimoya yayin tzonein, let's say you had cold wine already, and it's a hot day, and you just want to keep it cool. V'nasen l'socha mayim, rak shlo yischamu mechom hayom, and you only put it into the water to maintain its coolness, not to cool it off, it's already cold. And you just want to maintain its cold, because if you leave it on the table, it's a hot day, it's going to get warm. So in this situation, kisherin, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that it's good. And likewise, if a person uses this water, he puts fish into it, and he keeps the fish alive. So that's not called the cause of lomikri melocha. Maintaining the coolness of the wine bottle or allowing a fish to survive by putting it in the water, that's not called working with that water. Dana mayim polim b'hem, the water's not really doing anything. Rak shomrim nosam, it's just keeping the wine cold. That's already cold. It's keeping the fish alive. And he says, even if the fish were to die in the water, even though the fish didn't survive, so it still wouldn't ruin the water. The issue footnote number 16 says, assuming that, of course, the water doesn't become stinky and foul-smelling and ruined because of the dead fish. The issue footnote number 15 brings down from the Chazon Ish that he disagrees with his din, and he says, maintaining the coolness of the water is also doing malacha. And he says there's no reason to think that there's a difference between making wine cool by putting hot wine into cold water or maintaining cold wine by putting it into cold water. Aimless M. Walker says there's no source for this distinction. Although he agrees with the fish case that keeping a fish in the water, that's okay because fish grow in rivers and they're perfectly good to take water from them for netilas yadayim. The Mechaber continues and writes, V'meidiach b'em kelim, if a person were to rinse kelim inside water, psulim, that also is called using the water, so if you rinse off a dusty or dirty keli in the water, you can't use that water for netilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud explains, imhidiach, midavur hadavuk b'en, from dust that's on it, okidei sheyistalik b'en horeach, or to get rid of some sort of a smell about them, so that is called using the water to remove that dust or smell, and it's no good. Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you put kelim in this water, huadin imhidiach b'mirakos, the same thing would apply if you put vegetables in that water to clean them off. Umashma lechor, and he says, at first blush it seems, dimhayumudachim unikiyim ksheramayim, but if the vegetables or the kelim were already clean and you put in the water, that would seem not to passel the water for netilas yadayim, because delo mikrei melacha kla, because that's not really doing work, it's already clean. Dumya de kelim, and this is identical to the vegetables as with the kelim, which we said it's okay. However, mikol makom im shor ben hayiroko shelo yichmashu. But if you put vegetables in there, and the vegetables shouldn't dry out, das hamogin avram vaod es achronim. In the opinion of the Mogin Avram, as well as other achronim, which he brings down in the Shaar Tzion, Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Graz, the Derech Hachayim, that is called the mikre malacha upsulim. That would be called malacha, and they would be pasul. In the Shaar Tzion, he adds the reason is damayim mosifim lechluchis biarokos, because the water adds moisture to the vegetables, umishum ze'en nuchmoshim, and therefore they don't spoil. V'lachein pasul af b'di'evet, and therefore it's no good even b'di'evet after the fact if the vegetables were resuscitated, so to say, they retained their moisture because they were now in the water, so it's no good even b'di'evet. V'yesh mekilim b'di'evet, but then the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those opinions. He brings down from the Prisha, the Yerab, and the Chayadim that are mekil b'di'evet with these vegetables, as long as them lachim unukiyim me'afuris, as long as they were clean from dust, so you're not cleaning them off, you're just maintaining their vitality. Unesadim rach shiamdu lichluch shvem, so they maintain their vitality. That's okay b'di'evet. However, he does bring down, if there is other water that you can wash until Tilasidayim, nochun li tosheinis, it's better to wash again until Tilasidayim. However, of course, b'li bracha, as we pointed out many times in the last few days, when in doubt, you wash your hands, but don't make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Yud Beis, if it's possible to use such water, as we just mentioned, for din shar melachos, this is with any water that any melacha was done to it. For example, kagon, shenos ebem kelim shenis baku b'yemos hachama, you put into it kelim that swelled up in the hot summer days, kadei shiskatsu, in order that it should, the swelling should go down. Oh, shema that behem mido, so you use it somehow to measure. For example, you have a graduated cylinder over here that has markings on the side, and bishul mishka, you want to go and measure out some volume, so you put it, let's say, an apple in there, and you see how much the water rises. So you have markings to say this is 1 liter, this is 2 liters. And you now put the items in there, you see how far it rises, the water rises up, Archimedes' principle. And you want to make sure that you have enough volume of the item that you put in so the water rises up to the 1 liter mark, the 2 liter mark. You're therefore measuring something in it. This is called working with the water, and it is possible to use such water for netilas yadayim. It brings us down to the name of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you put into it something that will make it smell nice, you put into it an aromatic substance, so the Shalos says it's no good. However, but many of the other Achronim say there's no problem with this. You're not doing work with the water, you're making the water better, and therefore it's okay. Then finally, the Mechaber concludes, if they were kelim that were already washed off, so you're not really improving them by putting them in the water, or they are new kelim, and therefore they don't need to be washed off, then ksherim. Then it is acceptable, the water is not considered having malacha done to it, and you could still use it for netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, im hoyo ben afuris, even if they're new, if they have dust on them, im keish yesh sorach ba dochosin, so there is a purpose of washing them off, then there would be psulim in this situation. However, if you want to go check out if a utensil has a hole in it, so you go and stick that utensil inside your kli that you have your netilas yadayim water in it, and you see if this utensil has a hole in it by putting it in the water and seeing if the water enters into the kli. Yesh Laden, in this situation, one could question the lo mikri nasa b'malacha, that it's not considered having malacha done to it. Deina mayim osu shampula, the mayim aren't doing any work over here. It's just gilu milsa b'yami. Does there a hole in this utensil or not? And the water will go in if there is a hole, and it won't go in if there's no hole. And this is, in fact, Ken Kosev B'Kedusha Rabbi Akiva Eger, that maybe this would be acceptable. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Mekomoko Mesik Shom Detzorach Iludina, he's not 100% sure, of Birki Yosef, B'Shem Beis David, Machmir B'Zeh. And the Birki Yosef, the name of the Beis David, says, no, one shouldn't do this. And if, in fact, you did this, you should kinder this water as having been worked with, and it should be possible for Netilas Yudayim. The issue for number 22 says this is in fact the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Choshev Melocha V'Amayim Psulim. This is considered work, the water is pasul, and that concludes today's first shiur in Siman Kuf Samach.